Hi there. In this episode, it's creativity, isn't it, I suppose? And I'm not a pencil or paintbrush type of a person, but I am a visual artist. I think the more aware of that you are, the more satisfying it can be. And that's Philosophy with Penny Haslam. Right then, let's get the Dutch hoe. Now, I'd never heard of a Dutch hoe, and I can't remember when I first discovered such an item. There we go. I think I probably watched Gardener's World and they mentioned it, and then I bought one. Like you do when you've had a glass of wine on a Friday night and you end up buying loads of things that Gardener's World has mentioned. And then they arrive in the post and you're like, oh, when did I get that? Happened this week with some nasturtium. Anyway, so my Dutch hoe is going to help shift some of the lightly rooted weeds in this new bed. I know, you didn't know about the new bed, did you? Well, it's just been dealt with. Let's get some of this stuff up. I just want to tickle the top and get these weeds out. Ideally, you can just let them rest on the surface and they die off. So this new bed is an extension of the Jasper Memorial bed, which you may or may not remember, in series one, the dead cat's bed, basically. So dead cat Jasper went in the ground. We then decided to put some flowers on top of him and make a bed. Then it looked pretty good from where we were sitting in the summer house last summer, and I started having design ideas. Oh, I got a lovely whiff of Daphne right then. Nice. Anyway, so the Dutch hoe is out. We're getting the weeds up in this new bed. And it was sitting in the evenings in the summer house, looking at the lovely Nicotiana last summer and thinking, well, hang on a minute, what are we going to do with this bed? Are we just going to keep it small and easy to manage, or are we going to make our lives hard for ourselves and make a big bed that's absolutely magnificent, but it's probably a bit of a weeding mare? So obviously we went for the latter. Hunky husband did his turf removal job, and we joined up Jasper's bed with what was a veg box, which we'd removed, to make one big oblong bed, which sounds very undesigny, but actually it's a continuation of a theme that starts at the back of the house. It's really lovely. I'm really pleased with it, but I am a bit worried about all the work involved in it. So I'm going to fill it with some big, blousy, you know, stuff that's really going to dominate, like a few hydrangeas that'll just take over. We've got an Acer at the back. We've got a couple of salvia. And then Daphne's gone in at the end. And Daphne was transported from the front to the back. And I didn't realise it smelt so gorgeous. So I'm really glad I did that. And I'm going to put some delphiniums in, because they're fresh out of the greenhouse. They've been overwintered. And I'm going to splodge them in. Just before I do that, it's time to find out what's happening in your garden.
Hello, I'm Shannon Walsh from Westfield, New Jersey, USA. This week in the garden, I finished cleaning, composting, and mulching about 20 beds, and I'm making note of what perennials made it and which did not. I'm sad when I lose things, but I love planting new flowers, so I sometimes appreciate a new empty space of canvas. I also move plants around this time of year, designing with a shovel, I believe it's called. But most exciting for me this spring is that I pulled out a ginormous invasive buddleia, which gives me room for a nice-sized rose garden. Each year, watering systems are a challenge, and I end up doing a lot of it by hand. But my main problem right now is that I have so many seedlings and no greenhouse. I plan to rectify this in the future. You can follow me on Twitter at FlutterbyFlora, and thanks so much for having me on the show.
Our pleasure, Shannon. And my jaw dropped when I heard that you'd mulched 20 beds. In fact, the fact that you've got 20 beds, wow. Okay, so we've got our work cut out for us. And I love that phrase, designing with a shovel. Sounds like me, all over. I haven't quite got to grips yet with the design of flowers and where they should go. And I hear things like swathe and, I don't know, clump and gather and put colours together. And so it, and then at the back, contrast them with another colour. So you'd have a purple flower and then an orange flower. And I think, I know that sort of plotting and planning and visualization of how things should look and work really appeals to my sense of puzzle solving in my mind. I do like to explore color. I'm not too busy for color. I do like to explore shapes and positioning and how the eye works when it looks at stuff and where it goes to. So really, what I think the best life you can have is where you find what floats your boat, and you don't necessarily have to do it for a vocation or a living, or you don't have to make money out of it. Joey, leave those. Let me look at you. You've got muddy lips. Yeah. You've got a guilty wag about you, haven't you? Hey, you got a guilty wag? Yes, he knows. Still love him. So I find it deeply satisfying. It's creativity, isn't it, I suppose? And I'm not a pencil or paintbrush type of a person. I find that all a bit difficult. But I am a visual artist. No, I'm not. Well, I am about it, I suppose. I suppose all gardeners are to a degree. It's a really creative hobby. And I think when you embrace that, you can take it further then, can't you? And you can explore more ideas, and you're open to more ideas about trying things and going, all right, that's my palette. And just relax into it a little bit. And if things go wrong, that's fine. And if they go right, which they always do, don't they? Funnily enough, things always go right. It'll all be fine. All is well. Yeah, it you can go to sleep at night, can't you, thinking, yeah, I did a nice thing today. I think the more aware of that you are, the more satisfying it can be. And that's philosophy with Penny Haslam. Oh, hello, little ladybird. I didn't ask for you to be there, but you've arrived, adding a splash of colour in the otherwise empty bed. Looks very nice now. You know, that lovely dark brown soil colour when it's just slightly moist. It's not dried and caked. It's just been dug and it's just ready for action. Springtime action. That's what we've got right now. Just get those delphiniums and see where they want to go. Oh God, a bit heavy. I didn't anticipate that. Bend at the knees. Now these grow really tall. Can't remember what colour they're going to be. And I'm going to bob one in. Oh my gosh, Nicotiana roots are coming to the fore from last year. God, they were sturdy, weren't they? But it is, I love giving structures things like the Nicotiana, for example, last year gave such a great amount of height and impact in the garden. And I think you learn that, don't you? You get your favourites, I suppose, over time. Hopefully not too set in your ways that you get the same thing all the time. I remember seeing Alan Titchmarsh on a show once, one of his gardening shows, and obviously, and he was saying that he'd had enough of doing the same old thing in one of the beds that he had. It was up against a wall. He just took everything out and put in nothing but irises. And so when they flowered, he was able to cut them and use them that way. But they also had a great deal of impact. So I think that was very bold of somebody. You know, when you get to a certain age or length of experience in things, you perhaps don't want to change your ways. Or you've got stuff in the ground that is established. Like your favourite hydrangea that's been there 20 years, that's really big and blousy and beautiful, that you think, oh, I can't lift that up and I can't put it anywhere else and I certainly can't put it in the green bin or on the compost heap, because that would be murder. Maybe sometimes you perhaps should have a little refresh, like you would decorate a room in your house in a different way, perhaps. Or you change your bedding just to spruce things up a bit. Maybe it's the same with your garden bed. Change your bedding. Oh, I think the garden centres would love to hear me saying all that, wouldn't they? Oh yeah, come along for a new look over the Easter holidays. Right, delphinium going in. Let's hope she's all right. Get the crocs out the bottom. That's a nice root ball there. That's very healthy. Hey, it was really nice in overwintering them in the greenhouse. First time ever. That is very, very pleasing. I know she's been safe. I don't want to call she. Delphinium, I suppose it sounds like a female name, doesn't it? Leave them. They're sharp, Joey. Right, I'm just going to tuck them in, tuck it in. Don't need to do too much to that because it'll just expand beautifully. I'll give it a good drink in a minute. And there we are. Plant number one in the new bed.